So we're hoping to simmerish ayin zayin sifhei. Mutter lichus kor al gabe haner b'shabbos kadei shelo yechuz ha'ur b'karo. Okay, so you're going to put this plate or this bowl upside down above the nair, not in a way that's going to put the block of the oxygen to the nair, because that's going to put that's kibui. You don't want it to catch fire on the beam which is above, so you're going to make this thing to block it in between. I'm not sure. I never understood how you suspend it exactly. I always wondered how exactly you suspend it, but apparently you say some Shem Hashem and it suspends in the air. Okay, let's see, Mr. Burr.
Why would it arrange this in such a way with the apple? You say you have to constantly do this.
Well, if it's mutter, so then that's not the problem.
What?
If it's mutter, so what's the problem?
I'm asking, why is it mutter to do that?
Well,
why are you allowed to light the candle in such a way that afterwards you have to put something on top of it, which will
But it's not extinguishing it. It's not extinguishing it. So, right? So the only potential issue you have, the Gemara says, is you're moving a kli for the purpose for a nair. So it's like, is there an isser? There's one number in the Gemara which told you can't move a kli which is not muksa, the tzarech muksa. So the Gemara is saying, no, that's not true. We're passing. You're allowed to move a kli which is not muksa to protect something which is muksa. So, if I would have a raw egg which is muksa and I want to put a kli over it to protect it, there's one number in the Gemara says you can't do that because I'm moving a kli, let's start with number which is eino nitzel. So that's the potential issue which we have. We pass on that's mutter. I don't have to figure out how the case was that you're not putting out the nair. I just have to see this, but apparently there was a way to do it. Okay. Zalakti Mishabura. Ka'ara, shal cheris. Now this ka'ara has to be made out of cheris. Alba shamatechus is also. A metal one is going to be a problem. And why is the metal one going to be a problem? Because when you heat up metal, you're doing a malacha, the malacha of now. The Rambam actually says two different explanations what the malacha is. One place he says the problem is because of mavir, it's like making a fire. When you heat metal till it glows, it's like making a fire. And so midaraisa, it's only considered a malacha when it gets it to the point where it's glowing. But midrabbanan, it's also even less than that because it might come to the point where it's going to glow. So therefore, they ossered it. And one place, Rama says the problem is mavashal, because heating something to the point where it will soften is the malacha of mevashel. The Gemara says that when a person heats wax and it softens, that's called mevashel. So the person will heat metal till it softens, it's also called mevashel. Okay, so you can't use a metal one because of fine. If the question we hear is sakana, so you do what you got to do, you know, whatever is available to do. Okay, fine. Then he says, "You're putting this in order that it shouldn't be it shouldn't catch on to the beam which is above." Today, Shani tells B'Shabbos, you're moving the kli to protect the korah, where the korah is muksa. I said it wrong. The problem is not in there. The problem is the korah, you're doing it to protect the korah. Kaimalon, the kli nitzel, fill the tzarech, the b'shen nitzel, come to come on, mesim, and shin yod tzivav. So we pass on like the mandar, and the gemara, that's mutter. So I'm allowed to take a kli, which is totally usable, and move it to protect muksa. Shal yerechos, it shouldn't take a hold onto the korah. Okay. You want to block the light? It's also mutter. Or any other reason you have. You have to leave space for air to get in, otherwise the nair is going to go out, and then you have a problem of kibbutz. So you have to do it. You have to do it in such a way that you're not going to do that. Interesting point that really this kibui is interesting kibui because you're not putting out the nair. It's not like you're dousing out the nair but putting water on it. What you're doing really is just preventing oxygen to get to it. And mela goes out. So is that considered groma? Is that considered mice? That's considered your mice of kibui. That's considered a mice of kibui because it happens directly enough that that's called a mice of kibui.
Is this relevant to the kosher lamps they have now, or is that obviously mother? We don't even need this. Maybe you just turn the thing in here, you're basically covering up the light.
Well, it would be relevant because theoretically that whole idea, the heter is, well, if you assume that the light is muksa, which that's right. Not so much whether it's muksa or not, but if the light is muksa, so then I'm moving the cover for
it. But I'm not muksa, so sorry for me, I'm not muksa, so it's not even relevant.
Right, okay. I'm saying, you know, but the, so, right, that's the point. Correct. Okay. Reishayin ches, sheyachol l'chabas ha'ner b'shel ha'chol. In the case of the person has a chol, she'ev shes l'chon, you're allowed to put out the ner. Mutal l'chabas ha'ner b'shel she'yishon ha'chol she'ev shes l'chon. You're allowed to put out the ner to allow a person who has a l'chon to sleep.
As we say in the Bama Mabliki.
Correct. Okay. Zot Mishabura Aleph Mutter Ayn Barambam Parashat Mishnah Shekasa Tadavka B'Shiyev Shalohitzi Hachel L'Makam Acher. This heter is, it doesn't apply. You just move the old person somewhere else, or the hater or mimenu, or to block the lights. But some are yedek kvias kli al gabav el b'sev simen. You can block the light by covering a kli over it. So so this is only mutter if those options aren't available. Ein shom. Or yet he saw the cheder acher, or move the nair. Yilavachi bavada yosetoyv l'talto muksa milavra alisur kviya. I mean, you have a choice between moving muksa or doing the malacha of mechaba. So obviously, you should move muksa rather than do mechaba. All of these, the scenario was that none of these options exist, and therefore that's when it's mutter to put out the air. Okay. I mean, so you can imagine a scenario where you can't move the chayla. That's obviously a person who's ill. Sometimes it's not possible to move him. You don't have a kli to put over the thing, and you have nowhere to move it to. You're living in this little one room house, so. Okay. You'll have to be mechab in there. Because you'll get to achar kach, mutal lidlok haner b'shiloi. And then when he awakens, if you need light, you're allowed to light the nair. V'chol zeh, imenu yehudi mezum al lefonu b'ev shal nasas ha'yadu b'kli ha'ikhar yasa al yadu. So we're going to see later on in the Hilchos, the halachos of Rafu on Shabbos, that there are scenarios where we have elements of sakana which are so imminent that your bedavka not allowed to use a goy because we're afraid that the person with the option of using a goy is going to start looking for a goy rather than do it al yedei Yisrael, and that's going to meanwhile endanger the chayla's life. So something which is urgent, it's an emergency. It's preferred in halacha that a Jew does it himself, and it's considered. It's also to ask a goy to do it. Because we don't want the person, but it's something which the goy is available. It's not that level of urgency, so you're not. So then, it's not urgent, or some level of urgency, but not. It's not urgent. So then the opposite is true. It's preferred to do it al-Yedei Akum if you have an option. Then have it yourself do it. Okay.
In the case of
Kvi,
we're talking about
a Cholosh Yesh Posakana
or
Cholosh Em Posakana? It's talking about Cholosh Yesh Posakana.
I thought it was
Em Posakana
and
it's Kibbutz Rabbanon. No? Okay. The Chabas in there. No, fine. Ha Cholosh Yesh Posakana, she Pekuch Nemes, Dechah Shabbos, because come on, Mesim Mishin Chav Ches, because Pekuch Nemes, Dechah Shabbos. Wouldn't she be German at least him? A shivoyal of Viarguhu, Vainlo Eitzel Hatzis, or that we're worried about the lithium. They see the lights are going to come in and see that he's there, and they're going to attack him, endanger his life. So you're allowed to put up in there if you have no other way to block the light. Okay, so for a person who's a Safek Sakana, so Safek Sakana is Doicha Shabbos, just like Barai Sakana. Now, but Kibui is also Rachel Sheba Sakana. Talk to Mr. Brura, 1 second. See if you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda holds Malachos and Shikh Lagufa is Chayev, I understand. So it's a malach of the raisa. You can't do malach of the raisa for a person who has no sakana. There's no danger. But if you hold it, the opinion we're told that malach of shenishich l'gufa is potter, and the Mora says that every kibuy is only malach of shenishich l'gufa, so l'chara, why is it not? It's an isad rabbanon. It's a rabbanon. It's mutter the tzarechel shem b'sakana. So the Mishabura, no. The feel of the paiskin the seer l'hu, the ein al kibuy, chiyav chatis, mishum d'habi malach of shenishich l'gufa, the feel of hachi, Asim and Debris Seifer. It's Asim and Rabbana. Okay. Kach Nikreis Malachos and Tzarech L'Gufa. That's why we refer to it Malachos and Tzarech L'Gufa. Sherei Ein Tzarech L'Tachos and Malachos. Ki Ein Tzarech L'Kibui B'Shil Atzma. He doesn't need the Kibui. Elishu Mechabim B'nei Ezinyin Kigarin Kideshi Yishan Echelo or Shechos Al Hashem and Shebener Shal Yid L'Kula Achshav. He's doing it for some other purpose other than the benefit of Kibui. What the benefit of Kibui is, the direct benefit of Kibui is that it makes a usable charcoal or usable wick which will light more easily the next time. That's the direct action of what Kibui does. These are other purposes. He's doing it to save the oil or the cheres, choshel cheres, shalal yiskalkim, nei chuzak adlokim, shemachab aitzim adolkim, nei shechoslam, he wants to keep the wood, shemachab is adlokim, nei shechoslam amonoi, he wants to put up the fire to save his money, calls him ikri enon tzerchel gufoi, shre enon machab al tachos a malocha atzma. Chedim in Mishar Malochis, so Mishar Bura launches into this long riches to explain what malocha and tzerchel gufoi is. I'm not sure, I guess this is the first place that we had it in Hilchos Shabbos, I guess so. And that's something to contemplate if that's true or not. So that's the definition of the circle of Gufa. B'chein, Adimi B'shar Malachis. So Tosfos really asks the question, like, why do you say that the purpose of making this charcoal or the purpose of making the wick is called more direct than the purpose of saving money? Well, how do we decide what's called the direct purpose? So Tosfos says we look back to the Mishkan. You know, the main reason why they did the malacha and the Mishkan, that would be the defining element of what's called the purpose of the malacha. So in the Mishkan, I mean, the Charakiba was never really relevant. Let's just think about it a second. They had to make fires to cook things. The putting it out was it wasn't necessary. Yeah, they cooked it and took it off the fire. Yeah, it was natural to put off the fire afterwards. That wasn't Tzarech HaMishkan. That wasn't part of Malachas HaMishkan. So where did you get Malachas HaMishkan? See, Malachas HaMishkan is because when they wanted to have a very controlled fire, so when you start lighting a fire which has been charcoaled beforehand, so you can have a controlled fire. When you do it, when it hasn't, so the fire leaps around, it goes high, it goes low, etc. So they would dafka would light beforehand, put it out. They had charcoal, and then they would have now be able to light it again when they were making their samonim with a very controlled fire. So that's why that's the case we had kibui, which was the tzarech of the Mishkan. So that's called tzricha l'gufa. But everything else is called Ensarach L'Gufa. It's called, that's not a primary. That's what Tosis understands. Rashi disagrees. The assumption is like Tosis. Chedidim Mishar Malachos, Kigurin Chavra Guma, Ensarach El La'afra, a person digging a hole and not to use the hole to put something in, which is that's the Malach of Boina, or Choresh, in the house, that would be called Boina. If they had a dirt floor, they sometimes would make a little depression and store something there. In the field, that was called Choresh. It was making the ground soft to be able to plant something inside of it. He says, I don't need the hole. I just need the dirt. Shamalacha hi aguma v'chai v'bayis mishum b'ayna b'sada mishum Choresh. V'kima dein tzarech l'guma habi malacha shen tzich l'gufa. V'en l'cho akiba yad tzarech l'gufa. It wins against the kiba tzarech l'gufa. Ela kashu mechaba etzim k'le lasis men p'chomim. You would put out etzim in order to make p'chomim out of it, charcoal out of it. So is that circle of malacha? That's what you need. Shri Efshalas become him in lo shiachaber. The only way you can do it is by doing this kibui. Chen kushim akabas apsilim nation circle lahavavu. Or if you want to pre-light the wick, that the next time you light it, it's going to light easier and better. Keshenechos b'ha'or yafa kashiyachtu yal dikadam. Chosak sabdu huldas of Rabbi Poiskim. That's the standard of most Poiskim, that Melachos in the Gufa is Potter Avaloser. Raman Poiskim, Melachos in the Gufa is Chai Bolel. Okay. I feel a Poiskim and now, but even according to the Poiskim, it's saying Melachos in the Gufa is only Drabonon. Isser Kviya Chomer Mishar Isser Drabonon. So Isser Drabonon, you're allowed to do the Tzarechel. So why not Melachos in the Sikhul Gufa? So the Mishra Bura, Kim and Shiesh Betzad Chiyuv L'Kuliyam. It's interesting to listen to what he says. The Ran's lashon is that here you have an action which is totally the exact same malacha that you do if you're doing the malacha of the rice, and the only thing which is the deciding the over here is what you're thinking. That's a very dangerous place to be. He says, "Hey, great, you know, I can have such great charcoal for next time." Okay, that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So the thought process, if the action is exactly the same as the halacha d'oraisa, and the only thing which is going to make it the rabbanan is because what you're thinking, Chazal do not want to go there and mimater it. That's how the Ran says it. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. Yesh b'tzad chiyuv l'kol yama. There's a way. This mice itself can be chayiv. According to the Rambam, it's chayiv anyway, but according to the Rambam, it's very easy that it could be chayiv. I'm not sure if he means that, because that lashon is, he could have said that more. He could have said that more directly if he wanted to say that point.
So, does that also apply to the boy can't do it?
I'm sorry.
Does this also mean that the boy cannot put it out?
No, Mir Lakim is mutter. Mir lakam tzarchel for sure is mutter. Even chol hashem b'sukana, correct. This is all talking about he's still doing it himself. Okay, I just want to take a look over here. Take a look at the beer halacha. B'shil Shiyishin. So the Machaber says Loshan Chol Shesh B'Sakana. L'chara L'hoya L'lidus Klau B'Chol Shesh B'Sakana. The issue here is not that he is a Chol Shesh B'Sakana. We should have said Raki B'im Ayirei Menias Sheino Yavli Dei Sakana Shori B'im La'Vasar. I mean, even if he's aimless economy, but if he will not sleep because of the pain, the body can be weakened to the point that his life will be threatened. That's enough to be matters. B'chein risa lecha shekosim kein. U'mash v'shum ha'farish kein dibri ha'gemor v'mashulchan aruch. I saw one person write that that's what he thinks the gemor and the shulchan aruch mean. I'm not sure who this he's referring to. He doesn't give my name because he's going to disagree with him strongly. You need dafka chol sheish b'sakana, not like he's saying. About time. Mishum the shein yavu l'chol k'mosher mechazal. The chenitir lo hakviyah b'shul zeh b'stama. The only drop out yeri zeh. So the point we're saying over here is the chol sheish b'sakana. Even though you have no idea that sleeping will save his life. So I said, excuse me, why are you allowed? I understand, you're allowed to do a malacha to stop something which is dangerous. The person, yes, sleep, won't sleep. I don't know whether he's going to do anything. No, the chiddush over here is all the way around. A chiddush yesh b'sakana, you have a hetzer to put it out, even if you have no idea the sleep's going to help, because we assume that sleep will help, and it might help better his health to the point that he might recover. Even if not now, take it a step further, even if he doesn't recover, he might live a little bit longer. He might live a little bit longer. And we find that is you could do Shabbos to save a person's life if you're just lengthening his life for a short period of time. It's also mutter for Derech Shabbos. Okay, so the Kiddush of the point of the Shulchan Aruch over here is the point of the Mishnah is that if a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, you're allowed to put out automatically to give him more sleep, give him sleep because there's always a chance that sleep will help extend his life. Then he said, "Enechanami." If you want to know what about the other case, the other case is also true. If a person is a b'sakana. And we're afraid if he won't sleep, he'll become the point of Zakana. Obviously, that's mutter. That's not the case. That's not the point of the Shulchan Aruch that we're being Mechadish over here. Okay. Now, next, dear Maskol. We were matarits in order that people shouldn't be nisik. If you hold that is potter, so now if you have a gechela shel eitz, putting it out not for the purpose of making b'chom is the rabbanon. So mokum where there's going to be a hazak to the rabbim, they are matarit. So over there you're matar. Why aren't you matar over here? Yesh loymar. No, the hasam mishum sar the rabbim mashenkem yinin lechel the yochid. So the Prima Gadim says that's the case over there. The danger is that you have this hot gechelus, which is not obvious. It's, can be burning hot, but it's not obvious. There's no flames coming out of it. And multiple people could step on it and hurt themselves. So it's a tzar of the rabbim involved over there. Over here, it's one person. So that they were not matur. Malachos had a sikh lagufa. Fine. Fine. Is there anything over here that the most of the issue has? Simon Rishayin Tess. Din Titla Nir B'Shabbos. Nir Shalikim B'Shabbos Apishakaba is also the Tatala. So even though it's no longer Muksa, or it theoretically should be no longer Muksa, because Bishama, while it's lit, there's a problem of moving it because the oil will move and potentially cause Kibui or Havar. And now that it's out, like, what's the problem? A, B, the oil you designated for the purpose of using for the nair, and therefore there's a law if a person would take any oil out from the nair, that oil would be considered mechaber. We saw that idea before. If a person takes that oil from the nair, if you designate X amount of oil to be the fuel for this flame and put in the lamp, person will take someone out afterwards, he's called Mechaber. Person will add, he's called being Maver. A big question is why in the world it's called Mechaber and not called Gram Kibuy or Gram Havara. So there's two approaches in the Rishonim to explain that. We'll hold that for a second. So that's a form of Muksa. You designate it for the purpose of that, so now you can't take it away. Simela, the oil is Muksa, so you can't move the oil. But now that the fire is out, so everything should be wonderful. So there's a rule. What's the problem? The problem is there's a rule. Something which is muksa ben hashmosh remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. Okay. So why is it kibbe or havora to add oil or to siphon off some of the oil. So Tosis says, because we're afraid at the moment of doing that, you're going to affect the there's going to be an immediate effect on the flame. There'll be, as you're siphoning some off, that's going to pull some of the wick will not wick as much as usual, well, and the flame will be diminished because of the lack of fuel. That's called kibbut. Even if it doesn't go out totally, it's also called kibbut. And vice versa, when you add, at that moment, the fire might spring up, and that's going to be immediate. That's not called ground. That's what Tosfos says. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says, once you designate this whole body to be the fuel for the flame, so any change in the body in the item itself is not called groma. That's called your change in the whole item. So even though it's only you're only going to see that effect in an hour from now, when it goes out after an hour as opposed to after an hour and a half, if you change this to be a different type of item, which is burning differently, and it says it's going to last less time, that's more called a kibbut. So the Rosh holds. So I'm not sure what v'chein means. That's what we're saying. The leftover oil is problematic. Okay.
No, the first one is the ner, is this candlestick. The second one is the Moser Shemership.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. Okay. Even though there's no oil left in it at all, right now the nair is on the nair itself, like the Sharsim points out in Aleph, like Zev said. The Isser Hu Agam Al Haner Gufa. The problem here is the nair itself. You couldn't move the nair on Shabbos in the beginning. So the Shalhevis is intrinsically muksa, and everything else is there to facilitate the Shalhevis, so that everything becomes a bosses. Okay. So once it became muksa for then, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. So in the Gemara, muksa machmas iser, the kaimen lon bali isura. So Rav Shimon does not hold of this type of muksa. Rav Shimon holds that on Shabbos, once the nair goes out, you can move the nair. Right, so that's the more means of Shimon less than muksa. It doesn't mean it doesn't hold the muksa. It means while it's muksa, it's muksa. But that it should remain muksa afterwards, a person is not going to see a das from intention to use it. So he has in the back of his mind, it's an ongoing das that was available. He wants to use it. So it's not muksa anymore, according to Shimon. And this point we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's referred to in the Gemara is muksa machmas iser. If there's a concern of a fear of the goy, there was a nation, if the Jews lit any nairis in their homes, they would be upset at the Jews. So after it goes out, you can move it. We'll be samech on in that situation, Lakula. So the Gibor Machain Hiskum Saver to Savashabas, Lokum Gan Rum, Pim Gunnar Marshall, even Yore, Shiakeyu, or Shah Hapsin Mammon, Lakuli Almashur. Even the Magan Rum would agree if the person is going to come to some type of Hapsin Mammon or physical hurt. Okay.
We're afraid that they're going to see a candle that was lit already? That went out, they could
belchap that it was lit. Belchap that was lit, yeah.
And if it was lit, there's no
hat
to move it.
There wasn't sakana. And if the case where there was a sakana, they would send, obviously, it's mutter. But if there was no sakana, so he's saying, in the case where there wasn't sakana, but just the question of they're going to hit him, so we could argue that that's also. And then he's saying, no, he's being mutter. The Shulchan Aruch is being mutter.
The first thing was the
sakana,
the Uma Achas.
The Mishnah Berurah seems presenting the case was not that there was a sakana. The more is mashah, there was a sakana issue.
Why is only mutter tilta after it went out?
But I think the Mishnah Berurah's case was not the case of the Gemara, where there was a sakana. It was just There's going to be a chesed moment.
Why isn't that when it's lit still?
Because that's still muksa. So we're not. There's two different issues. Rav Shimon agrees that b'shas the nair is lit, it's a muksa. He just argues once the nair goes out, it's not muksa anymore. So we're saying that in this situation, we're going to be samech on Rav Shimon Shita. It's a tallow candle, or it's a wax candle. And the candle didn't burn totally, so the remaining, the stump of the candle which is left, is going to be muksa. So it's also the tallow that mistap in menor b'shabbos. The whole hooks of it tchilas knisas b'shabbos. I know shemena shmoshes show you doyle how you also the mistap in menor. It was also to take out the oil at the beginning of the Shabbos. The mistabik mishem shemaner chai mishum mechab. A person takes out shemen from the nair is called mechab. It can label some reishim and some reishamachay. Therefore, since it was ben, it was muktzah ben shmosh, it's considered the kuloyoma. So yistabik yemenu after achas shikava. Mekim is also lahonus yemenu kuloyoyim. Chayam Shabbos. The mele also gam came betal zloy. Then a roll of klum. So Shabur says the issur of lisabik memenu was an issur of drawing it away and using it. There are two different muksa. That's not a good phrase, but for our purposes, the Gemara Bay at the beginning of Bay, the more talks about the idea that the story of the din of muksa is from Pasuk Vechinu Shetayaviu, that to use something on Shabbos, it has to be muchan. It has to be ready for usage. So something which, whatever reason, the person had been maksadas, he had removed it out of his thought process of using, it's not muchan for use. It's not designated for use. It's not ready to use. So that's the din of muksa. That is mashma, that's in certain cases, it might be a deraisa. If it's not a deraisa, it's a drabanan with an asmachta. So, Lamashal, the Gemara says, in that situation, if you had an egg, which is null to be yomtiv, it got mixed up with many, many, many other eggs, it won't be batal. One argument is because of the rishayish material, and one argument is because, since it's a deraisa, it's not batal. So, it means it's not a deraisa, it's a drabanan with an asmachta. That's a more chomer dikah derbanan. That's an issur of using muksa on Shabbos. That's an issur of using muksa. Midrashah, that asmata does not give you any issur of moving muksa. That's an issur of using muksa. Being mistap, using it for benefit, etc. So that's a very chomer dikah derbanan based on an asmata. And the Prima Gadim, the Marshover there says, you'll say sveikah l'chumra. Anytime you have a suffix on hishtamshes with muksa, you say sveikah l'chumra because of the asmata. And when you have an asmachta, you're machmer. Based on the Tashitim Kubetzes and Bay and Daf Gimel on the base. Tiltum Muksa is a different issue. That's a Durbana. That's clearly a Durbana, and that you say Sveikul Kula. But what generates this of Tiltum Muksa? It's something you can't use. It's Muksa. So therefore you can't move it. So once I tell you that Mercy Shem and Shemanir I may not use because there was a Haksua in regards to that, Mamela, it's Muksa in regards to Tiltum. Number one. Number two, well, let's argue that it gets a din of a basis. So, Bishlama, the Shabur referred by the case of the Nair itself, it was pashah by him, that's called a basis. It's interesting to call the oil a basis to the Shalhevis. It's not really, it's not supporting it in the normal sense, but the Chiddush over here is saying that since you can't get a Shalhevis without the oil being drawn in and burning, so in that sense, the oil which is there in the nair is there to be the support of the shalhevis. So even that gets a din of bosses. So Mishabura says, if you don't want to accept that argument, I'll give you a different argument because batsim it's also to use melech muksa. And even if you're not going to accept that, and beyond that, there might be there's this argument as well that it's also muksa for tiltul because of bosses. That's the flow of the Mishabura. Now, so it comes out the interesting question. Let's play out the question. If the problem is because you cannot use it, and that's why it's muksa ben hashmoshes. So, buy an oil lamp. That's a given. oil lamp, the oil, that's according to Tosis, at the moment you take it, it's going to cause movement, it's going to cause the flame to get smaller, larger, shepherdish. What about a wax candle? No such thing. So my wax candle burns down, and then it ends up going out before the whole thing burns. So what makes the bottom of the wax muksa? Mikra didn't theoretically, according to Tosis, I could have cut off the bottom of the wax beginning a Shabbos. There's no kibui on that. According to the Rush, maybe you'll argue that that's called kibui because I designated the whole wax candle for that purpose. But according to Tosis, the issue is the movement. So by an oil lamp, there's movement. The assumption by the wax candle, that little movement there by the wax, which becomes liquefied, which is supporting, that's not large, significant enough that this movement's going to be a problem. So the Bir Loch over here, Moshe Shem and Shebenir, I'm Mr. Burr's at Tom, the Mishum, the Osili Stavik, Pavena Shmoshes, Kishoy Yudolik. Vahum Aaron, the fees have been there, Shal Shiva Vachelev, Shekhova Beyomtiv. Now, and Ner Shal Shiva on Yom Tov. B'Shabbos also bevarei bezeh v'chemin Ner Shal Shuman af betiltel mishum muksa machmas iser. So you have this other iser, which is the iser before of bosses. So my whole candle will become the bosses. So that's what Mishabur is adding with the second argument, that forget about this issue of being mistopic mental. There's a problem of bosses, but it's very hard on Yom Tov to argue an argument of bosses, because
the flame is not muksa.
Because the flame is not muksa, right? Elamai what? So come the feeling Yom Tov. You mutter the shtamish, but noiser ezer tashmish. Do gamba eish. How you derlik? How you mutter the katzur milamata? Yet how loka? Elafid asher mo. Besim and tafkuf yudalad sif gimel bahagor. Vayin shamat shalom al zeb mishabur. Mishabur is going to challenge over there that, but the kordner mo it's mutter. So comes the Mishabura says there's a third argument. So we have the argument of Muksa Machmas Isser, which is a sore of bosses. We have a problem of Muksa Machmas, there's an Isser of Hishtamshus because of Kibui and Havara. There's a third argument of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. Oh, it's late. Okay, let's hold it here.